New York begins 10-year survey on gambling trends and risks. New York has launched a decade-long study to track gambling behavior across the state, with officials aiming to use the findings to guide future addiction services and policy decisions. The initiative, announced by Governor Kathy Hochul, will collect data from adults across New York through surveys, interviews, and focus groups. The effort will be overseen by the Office of Addiction Services and Supports, OASAS. Long-term data to guide policy. State officials said the study is designed to measure trends in gambling participation, identify the prevalence of problem gambling, and assess public awareness of associated risks, according to the official announcement. The data will be used to shape prevention, treatment, and recovery services in communities across the state. Governor Hochul said the effort reflects a broader push to ensure support systems keep pace with the expansion of legal gambling. This effort will help ensure we're using real data to guide targeted investments that protect New Yorkers and strengthen access to care, she said. OASAS Commissioner Dr. Chinazo Cunningham said the study will help identify where additional services are needed as access to gambling continues to grow. Expansion of gambling drives research. New York has seen rapid growth in gambling options in recent years, particularly through online sports betting and mobile platforms. Officials say this expansion has increased the need for better data on how gambling affects different groups across the state. The study will focus on adults aged 18 and older and is expected to provide ongoing insights into how gambling behavior evolves over time. Broader responsible gambling measures. The research initiative forms part of a wider effort by the state to strengthen responsible gambling safeguards. Current programs include treatment services, recovery support centers, and financial counseling for individuals affected by gambling-related harm. New York has also introduced public awareness campaigns aimed at encouraging players to assess their habits and understand potential risks. At the regulatory level, the state has been reviewing additional measures to address concerns around youth gambling and the use of technology in betting platforms. Officials have also sought public input on proposals aimed at improving consumer protection. The results of the study are expected to inform future decisions on how resources are allocated and how support systems are structured as the gambling market continues to evolve.